The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Hujjat al-Islam Dr. Shumali.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-Aliyyi al-Azim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa abil qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad
Sallallahu salli ala Muhammad
wa alihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin la siyama baqiyat Allah fil aradhin jalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-sharif. First, I congratulate you and all lovers of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam for the birth anniversary of Lady Ma'souma Salamullah Alayha. We are at the beginning of the month of Dhul-Qa'da, and it's a great month. We have also birth of Imam Ridha Alayhi Salam on the 11th of Dhul-Qa'da. And some scholars say that this month and the first 10 days of month of Dhul-Hajjah, which is the next month, form very good opportunity for observing Arba'een, for 40 nights if you want to do special A'mal, special Muraqabah. So this is very good time. I hope inshallah we can benefit from this month inshallah. Regarding Lady Fatimatul Ma'souma Salamullah Alayha, Alhamdulillah, we had some opportunities in the past to talk about her, and also we had those four lectures in the Shrine of Lady Ma'souma, which later were put into the book The Second Fatima. And Alhamdulillah, the book is now available also in Arabic. One of the brothers from Kuwait has translated to Arabic. And those who have read the book or listened to the lectures, they know that, in my humble opinion, Lady Fatima Tul Ma'souma Salamullah Alayha has a very special role in preparation of the Shia community for end of time. She is not mother of any individual physically, as far as we know she didn't marry, but she is mother of millions of Shia, because through her love, her warmth, her support, her guidance, her light, many generations of scholars have learned in the city of Qom and have taught and have published, and we hope that this would increase before coming of Imam Mahdi Jalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif. Therefore, when Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, through her intercession, through her shafa'ah, our Shia will enter heaven, this makes very clearly sense, because we know that to benefit from someone's shafa'ah requires connecting to that person in dunya. If in dunya we have never had any relation with someone, we have never benefited from someone, we have never listened to someone to improve, we are not going to benefit from shafa'ah of that person. Shafa'ah is not just manifestation of that benefit, because some people think shafa'ah is just what you have benefited from someone in the Akhirah would be manifest as Shafa. No, Shafa is more. Shafa is more. Like, for example, if I have learned from my teacher many things, and based on what I have learned, for example, I get 18 out of 20. This 18 result of 18 is manifestation of what was my relation with that teacher was. But if the teacher then intercedes and instead of 18 they give me 19 or 20, this is extra. This is Shafa. So Shafa is more than just manifestation of what we have benefited from them in dunya. But certainly the key for that, the requirement for Shafa is you must benefit from that person in dunya. You must establish a relation with that person in dunya so that you qualify for their Shafa. So when Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that our Shia will benefit from Shafa'a of Lady Fatimatul Ma'asuma, this means that the Shia must have benefited in dunya from the light of this lady. Her impact on the Shia community in large is so massive that all the Shia community would be benefiting from her. Maybe I read for you that hadith of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, I read part of the hadith. Tuqbadu fi hamra'atun min wuldi. A lady from my progeny will be departing from this world. Her life will be taken by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the city of Qom. Ismuha Fatima bint Musa. Imam Sadiq says the name of that lady is Fatima, daughter of Musa. Imam Musa ibn Ja'far is the son of Imam Sadiq, and Lady Fatima is grandchild. وَتَدْخُلُ بِالشَّفَاعَتِهَا شِيَعَتِي الْجَنَّةَ بِأَجْمَعِهِمْ. All my Shia, through her Shafa'a, will enter heaven. So this is a great statement. And as far as I remember, we don't have such a statement for any children of Imam, and even maybe for Imams to have such a statement, at least right now, I don't remember. It's very huge and massive contribution that she must have that would qualify for her right for Shafa'a. We say in the ziyarah of Lady Fatima, Ya Fatima tushfa'i li fil jannah. فَإِنَّ لَكَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ شَأْنًا مِنَهَا. She must have permission from Allah. She must have been given a kind of right by Allah to do Shafa'a. فَإِنَّ لَكَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ شَأْنًا مِنَهَا. And because of this, we expect her to do Shafa'a for us.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد صل عليه.